CCW Mobile.
For CCW, I believe it was. This is KO4HKX. This is Patrick on this end. How are you?
It's Ben, Bravo Echo November. Yeah, that's Kilo November 4, Charlie, Papa Whiskey. Can you give me your suffix again, please?
This is Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
X-Ray. All right, good. I'm on 85 South. Headed, let's see, where am I? What mile marker? I'm reading it right now. 30. 85 South, mile marker 30. Headed for Georgia. Where are you? I heard you call mobile.
Here on Wade Hampton in Greer right now.
I live in Georgia. I was just visiting family in South Carolina. I had this one programmed into the machine. What kind of coverage can I expect? You know, how far towards Georgia can I get before this one will give out?
There's a guy that lives in Hartwell, Georgia, that talks on this repeater with a handheld, so it all depends on what kind of antenna and what radio you're running, I guess. But you should be able to make it down that far.
All right, so I told you I'm coming back from visiting family. I guess you're getting off work. Did you work today?
I work today, but not really. I run a mobile tool business, and today is my office day. And instead of doing my office stuff, I come down and help one of my customers out that was in need some help. I was a mechanic before I did that, so I come down and work with him for the day.
So, lower stress than your normal job. I'm an engineer. I used to work in a large chemical plant, and the mechanics and electricians had a rule that they like to enforce on Fridays. You try to get them to do something, say, hey, let's try to have no tools on Friday.
Well, the outboard.
Go ahead.
So about the range of this repeater. It's been a long time since I checked it out, but I hear a lot of people saying that right about the time you get to Commerce, Georgia is when you start to completely lose it.
For CPW, I'll pick it up. Well, I'll be driving past Commerce, so we'll check that out, possibly. We'll see. Go ahead.
Close parts, but when you get to Commerce, it's all gone. Make your man go ahead and carry on with him. I'll just let him know about the range. KI4LZI Port.
Thank you. But yeah, I knew you could go down that far of a good ways, but I didn't know exactly where the cutoff was at. I know I live up in Brevard, North Carolina, and I'll be talking pretty much all the way. And then once I get there, I can talk again. There's just a little dead spot there in the middle.
Station room there. Yes, thank you for that info. And that's amazing, Patrick, that you can carry it all the way to Brevard. That's amazing.
Me and Bill, which is the guy that lives in Hartwell, Georgia, we talk all the time, and I'm up there. And so this repeater does really well with its coverage area.
That's good. So always think about that, no tools on Friday. Is that the rule you try to live by as a mechanic?
Really, because I would try to make Friday a light day, but it never failed. It wasn't, because that's when everybody wanted to come in and bring their car to have it worked on anymore, and it was always an emergency. Got to have it for the weekend. Well, you shouldn't have waited so long to bring it in.
Yeah, copy that. This is KN4CPW. These are the industrial mechanics, so, you know, they didn't want us engineers trying anything new on a Friday, because there was always a chance that that meant extra work that might bleed over into Saturday with a bad choice. What does your customer do that you went down to help?
He owns a repair shop here in Greer, and he had two techs quit on him after he got hurt in an accident, and so all he had was one left. And that poor guy is trying to man the phones and work on cars, so and that's just really hard to do.
So I guess your your Monday through Thursday business, not like machine tools, but like a tool truck type thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I own a Macro Tool franchise. My route normally goes Monday through Friday, but since Corona's hit, I've had several shops close down and a lot of techs move out of the area, so I'm down to 4 days right now. And I just been using it as an office day to get my paperwork done and other odds and ends that I need to do, or if I got a customer that needs a scanner set up or whatever, I take care of it on that day. So it's just my fill-in day to do whatever I need to get done.
On that, I admire you for owning your own business. It takes a lot of guts. It's a good deal. I hope that's successful for you.
Was doing really good up till last November, right the week of Thanksgiving. A lady ran a stop sign and T-boned my tool truck and totaled it. So I've been dragging a trailer around, fighting with the insurance company. But we're making it work, making it happen, doing the best I can do with what I got. And we'll make it out the other side.
You weren't hurt in the accident. There's no shortage of knuckleheads, is there? You're getting a little staticky on my end. I'm not sure that's me or you. I think I'm gonna sign here on this one and concentrate on driving. It's great to talk to you. 73T, Patrick. This is KM4CTW. I'll be clear on your final.
For CPW, had a great time talking to you. Be safe on your way home. And 73's to you. And look for you next time you come around. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
TZ4M Mobile.